In 1932, conductor Leopold Stokowski led the Philadelphia Orchestra in the premier performance of William Levi Dawson's Negro Folk Symphony. Dawson had incorporated themes from spirituals into the piece, and the audience was so impressed that they broke traditional concert etiquette to clap between every movement. Born September 26, 1899, William Levi Dawson became interested in music at an early age. At 13, he ran away from home to attend the Tuskegee Institute. There he took piano lessons, played in the band, and was a tenor in the Tuskegee Institute Singers. It was during this time that he first developed an interest in Africa.
I wanted to go ever since I was 14 years old. When I was at Tuskegee Institute, I was working on the farm, picking peas in the summer, trying to stay in school. And alongside of me was a boy from Africa. He had just been brought there by a missionary. And I asked him if they had any music in Africa. And he said yes, and he sang something for me.
Dawson would later travel to West Africa in 1952, where he visited villages in several countries to study the local music. Today he is known for his orchestral and choral compositions, as well as his work with the Tuskegee Choir. Under his direction, the choir rose to national prominence, appearing on national radio and television, and performing for two presidents.
The National Broadcasting Company presents the first of a series of Sunday concerts by the world-famous choir of Tuskegee Institute in Tuskegee, Alabama.
African American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5. Support for this series comes from the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices.